Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success. For every day, I get to bring you a dynamic guest, and I am so excited because today I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Sharon Doyle. She is a multi-talented businesswoman and CEO of Love Records. She is a celebrity journalist, writer, public relations agent, actress, producer, and environmentalist. Sharon has appeared in several movies, TV series, documentaries, and PSA announcements, as well as on many infomercials, TV, and radio shows. From the start, Sharon has always believed in charity, from helping those who are less fortunate to anti-bullying campaigns. She has helped many organizations raise tens of thousands of dollars. As Miss Diversity 2017 and Arts for Peace Queen 2018, Sharon enjoys judging beauty pageants in Southern California and enjoys inspiring these contestants to be the best version of themselves. Because of her work in the various pageant systems, Sharon is also the recipient of the 2019 Spirit Award by Pageantry Magazine. This is like winning the Oscars in the pageantry world. Sharon has been awarded the Global Humanitarian Award for 2018 by the Arts for Peace organization, and she is the recipient of the 2019 Lady in Red Diamond Rose Award, in which she was awarded state and congressional honors for her work in entertainment and media. She is also a member of the Royal Society of St. George, California branch, and was the featured speaker in the world-acclaimed Secret Knot for 2019. And knowing her, I can tell you, she is a person with a heart who cares about making a difference, which she does every day. Welcome, Sharon, to my show. I'm so happy to have you as a guest today.
Oh, Robbie, it's great to hear your voice again, and it's great to be on your show.
I want to ask you some questions. How do you move forward and let go of negative feelings that hold you back?
Well, I think it's something that you've said for many years about showing up. And what I do is I show up for myself when I'm going through, some difficult times and something's holding me back. I do what they call mirror work. And I don't know if you've heard that terminology before. But what it essentially boils down to is three principles: healing, release, and celebration. So you get in a mirror and you talk to that, you forgive yourself, and you say these things, seven things for you forgive yourself. You forgive yourself for having that ice cream. You forgive yourself for, you know, not having the best wellness and health. And then you do that, you move that on to release, which is you move that on to having a release and releasing yourself from that. And then the healing part of it is it's more about I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you've accomplished this. And you say your name, Sharon, I'm proud you accomplished this. Sharon, I'm glad that you stood up for yourself. And then finally, you make a commitment to yourself and you celebrate yourself. You celebrate that you have been able to accomplish these things, that you won't allow negative thoughts to enter your mind or your process or what you're doing. And I do that every day. And each one of those sections, the healing, the release, and the celebration, I do every day.
You know, that's really great, Sharon, because you know what? We don't celebrate ourselves. We're always celebrating everybody else we know. So that's what you just said to me, that's important. I need to start doing that myself because I don't do that.
So well, it's taken a lot of years.
Has it? Tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to start Love Records.
Well, I've spent a lot of time in Sedona. For the last 12 years, I would go to Sedona, and I would go there to basically calm down everything that was going on in my life and all the businesses that I ran and whatnot. So I would go there just to become one with Earth. And when you settle the mind and the body and the spirit, you get messages about what's the next thing you're supposed to be working on. And that's kind of how Love Records came to me. I was in the desert one day, and all of a sudden I saw all these electric cars. And I'm like, well, what's that all about? And then I got a message that I was going to write a song about the electric cars. And then that's how Love Records came about.
That's awesome. What makes you different from other record labels?
Because what we do at Love Records is it's love our vulnerable earth. And what we want to focus in on is for artists to make a conscious awareness of our world and subject, you know, ideas that relate to individuals. For example, like the pandemic that we're going through right now, to write music, because music has influenced people for centuries. And so we want the music that people are writing to influence what's happening and to lift people up from, you know, whatever they're going through.
What makes you different than other record labels? Oh, you already asked you that. What current projects do you have coming up on the horizon?
Well, we've actually just finished a project, and the project is called Wish, and it is a project, it's a song that we wrote regarding the 9/11 things, the COVID things that we have going on. And it's about everyone has kind of gotten into the state of being of chaos, but we want people to get back to being hopeful. So we want people to start thinking about their wishes. And so the song we created was called Wish. We put a video to it, a music video, and we submitted it to our first film festival. And we got picked up to have our video screened at a film festival in New Hope, Pennsylvania, called New Hope Film Festival, which is one of the premier film festivals in the United States. Excuse me.
I had the opportunity to view it. It is absolutely magnificent. As I was watching every picture, every voice of the music and what it was saying, it's so perfect for what we're going through right now. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it does kind of give you the goosebumps when you work on these passion projects. You know, they all of a sudden, like when you start to work on something that you're passionate about, and then that passion kind of meets up with what's currently going on, it does move you. And that's what music is supposed to do. It's supposed to move you in a certain direction.
What are your other passion projects other than music? Because you work, you're a multipreneur. You work on so many things.
Well, the one of the things that, you know, as you know, that I've been a consultant for many years, but one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to start working on the youth and rising the youth up, because I think that those are going to be our next leaders in this country. And as much as they get a lot of education, I don't think that they have a lot of mentors that help them in this area. So that's why I got into doing pageantry more, is to take my platforms that I have and the titles that I've won and use those to help rise these girls up. So I created an award called the Lady Diana Award, and that individual receives that award, and they receive some monetary funding. But the most important part that they get from all of that is I work with them for a whole year.
Was that a pageantry where you made that award and it was amazing, and the person winning it was so excited? So in your career, you have obviously met many celebrities. So tell us a little bit about that, and then also tell us, who is your celebrity crush?
Well, if you break it down into celebrities, like sometimes people just think of movie stars and you know, singers and things. I have different kinds of celebrities because of the diverse background that I have. And if I were to go and talk about a celebrity crush that I have, I would have to say, hands down, from a technology standpoint, it would be Elon Musk. I've had an opportunity to be around Elon before the world knew who he was. The dedication that he has and the personal sacrifices that he makes in his own life to the betterment of all mankind is something to be really admired. And as far as an actor, I would have to say Mickey Rourke. He is by far one of the best actors out there. I think he's gotten, some challenges in his life, and I hope he's over some of those. But I think he's a phenomenal actor, and I look forward to seeing some of the things he's going to be in coming up soon.
That's great. How do you know if you're on the right path?
Well, I think it really goes down to, being still and listening to yourself. I mean, I think that really boils down to if you stop and listen to yourself and sit down and try to figure out, all the different possibilities and paths to go down and try to come up, how would the outcome of this be? How would that work? And try to listen to yourself. I think that if you settle the body, mind, and spirit, the answers will come to you. And it's something that, I've been doing for years, and that's why I think I've been able to work on so many different projects successfully.
What advice would you give to a young entrepreneur?
I guess the best advice that I would give to a young entrepreneur is to, really to study as much as you can, completely evolve yourself and constantly be learning. Ask questions like you're in fourth grade. Ask questions to everyone like you're a fourth grader, so that you could absorb from around you all the individuals. I've been fortunate in my life to be able to be around some of the great entrepreneurs and be able to ask them questions on how you would handle certain situations.
What is the most important thing in business?
The most important thing in business is to continually to always be learning. Make sure that you are, learning, educating yourself, and you always must evolve your business. I think a lot of entrepreneurs make when they start their business, this is their model that they're going to do. But then when we run into times like we're currently having right now, you see some of the people who have evolved and survived because they've changed their model of business. And so I think that's the biggest important factor, being able to evolve to something else when the current model doesn't work.
How do you know that you were meant to be doing Love Records?
It's interesting. I've always been interested in music and love music. And for many years, the universe kept bringing me all of these very famous musicians in my life. And one day in Sedona, when I decided to do Love Records, I realized at that point that was the universe conspiring for many years as to something that I was supposed to do. Because, having these very accomplished musicians around me, there had to have been a reason why the universe was doing that. And so I think it was just listening to the message and the things that you get from, Mother Earth.
So tell me about some of the people that you've helped. I remember you were telling me the other day about some opera singer, it was amazing.
Well, there's a number of different individuals that I've been in my life for a number of years. Daniel Hendrick. Daniel is a world-renowned opera singer. He's been in opera houses all around the world. He is fortunate now to make San Diego his home. And he teaches individuals music, learning how to sing opera. But, he does a lot of charity work as well. And he does, impromptu concerts. On Easter Sunday, he all of a sudden just went to his wife's studio because she's an artist and decided to throw an impromptu concert in San Diego. And all these people came out of their houses and they were in their balconies and on the streets. Everyone was social distance, but it was such just to cheer up, you know, maybe a few hundred people, and everyone was clinging their pots and carrying on. It was really nice to see.
What do you look for when you're looking for finish your topic and then I'll ask you the next question.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
What do you look for when you're looking for talent for your records?
Well, I look for someone, I always look for individuals who are passionate about a cause. Particularly love records, because it's really about social consciousness, about Mother Earth, and about causes. So that's the main part of it, is to look for someone who has that. Also to look to make sure that the individual has singing the right genre of music. Because you may be a really love country music, but you may not be the best country music singer. So I try to look for those who are really know what that genre is and the best genre for themselves. And we try to inspire them to change or try other things as well.
So what new things do you have planned for as we move forward? Because as you know, this thing has changed everybody's pretty much direction of what they're doing and where they're going. So have you looked at some new innovations for your own business?
Well, one of the things that I looked at is that I'm looking into right now is working with a wonderful lady. Her name is Alicia Previn. And I don't know if you know who Andre Previn is or was. He was the world's most prolific composer in the world and won huge amounts of awards. His daughter, Alicia, is a very accomplished violinist. But what she's done over the last couple of months and years is to take and write children's books and take those children's books and put them to music. And so that's the next project that I'm going to start working on to help her. Because kids are needing that kind of, you know, the teachers are needing that kind of, you know, curriculum for their students. You know, she teaches them the importance of bees. What's the importance of bees? And what's the importance of an earthworm? And, you know, she teaches them the importance of having, you know, healthy, nutritious food. And so all of her books are about that, as well as her music. Excuse me.
That's interesting. So do you yourself write music or sing or perform, or is just the interest?
I do. When we originally launched Love Records, the first song was called Love, and it was about the love that the kids had for the electric car. And so I co-wrote that with another artist, Joel Vincent Lewis. And we wrote it, and I sang in the song as well. And so it talks about the love that the kids have for the electric car, because they don't know what is a carbon footprint. Because in their world, that doesn't exist. And so that was really a lot of fun to do that. I've also been involved with the NAM organization. The NAM every year puts on a PSA, which is a public service announcement about music, and it's their Music Cares. And it was the one that we did for them, which had the most views. And I played drums in a drum circle that I was involved in.
Well,
so
I
we got to
never
be
known
in the
drum. That's cool.
You know,
I want to know more about you. You're always helping everybody else, but you don't say a lot about you. So tell us more about you.
Well, as you know, I have a real passion for music. I love helping kids. I've always been helping. I spend a good majority of my time doing charity work. And for me, you know, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. And so I really spend a lot of time helping organizations, you know, come to, you know, rising them up as well as the individuals within those organizations. And, you know, like the young girls in the pageant world, You know, a lot of them are coming up and they have all these skills and they just need help in figuring out how to go ahead and promote those skills.
And what was amazing to me that it was amazing to me that some of the older women in pageantries are doing such great things in social media work. I mean, as far as making it women, I know you've had a big part in that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I got involved in pageantry, there wasn't a lot of the, you know, the senior women involved, and I felt that that was a good opportunity to bring, you know, to have that group of women involved. And there was a wonderful lady that I think you probably both know who was also very instrumental in that. Her name is Carmelina Pittman, and she was very instrumental and was involved in pageantry. And she's, a senior lady, and she has done a lot to, you know, go out and promote women who are seniors in the pageant world. And there was a number of them that received titles at one of the recent pageants for Women of Achievement, which is one of the pageant systems that I support. And they're great role models because they're sophisticated. They can go out and they're articulate when they talk to, you know, groups of people, luncheons. They go to the schools and they talk about pageantry. And one of the girls that came in the pageant that she ended up winning a title, she didn't start pageantry until she was in her 60s. She had been in 13 pageants, 13. And she hadn't won any titles. The day that was the pageant that she was in that I judged happened to be the day that her daughter died of breast cancer. And so year up until that day, she would sit at home and she would be really depressed. When she got the notice about the Women of Achievement pageant, she decided that she wanted to do something positive this year. And so she entered into the Women of Achievement pageant, and she told us the story in her interview, and there was not a dry eye on the judges' panel when she talked about her daughter and how she had spent the last 12 years mourning her death, and that she had a change and a shift in her thinking that she wanted to celebrate her. So this was how she was celebrating her daughter.
Go ahead.
What was that?
No, I said finish what you were
she
saying.
She ended up winning the title that pageant.
That was great. I have a guest here who might have a question for you. Dr. Lee knows one of the people you mentioned.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Lee.
Yes. How are you? Carmelina Pittman is like my sister.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love Carmelina. She's got such a spirit. And, she was out there. And I just went to a concert of hers in December. And I wasn't sure what to expect. Were you there in December? Did you go in December?
No. Actually, I had a patient, and I do as well, and I wasn't able to make it.
She came out, and she had red hair, and she just killed it the whole night. I mean,
she
had a wig on, obviously, but she's amazing.
She is.
I can't say enough about that lady. I mean, she always is someone that I look up to her.
Yes, and full of life and energy. But I want to ask you, and all your accomplishments, which one stands out the most that you feel more gratified?
You know what? I think the more the gratification that I get really comes from the things that I love. I love music, but I also love helping kids. And so it's working with the children and the music. I think the first song that we did was Love. The whole premise of the song and how it came about, I ended up picking out a couple of kids that had never sang before because I wanted to give young kids an opportunity to get into music. And all of the kids that I had picked out, all of them had gone through very, very bad things in their lives. Three of the kids lost their dad to a brain aneurysm. One of the two of the girls that were in the song, their dad just walked out on it because he couldn't handle life and being a dad. And so all of these kids had something major happen to them. And it was amazing how from the start of that process, we weren't sure if all of them would make it through. And through the start of the process to the end of the process, these kids, you could see the light turn back into their eyes.
Oh, sure.
And some of these kids were... some of these kids, like, some of them were, like, 3 and 4 years old. And, the one of the kids is now, this is his year to graduate. And he still says, his mom still says, that was the one thing that kind of excelled him to have confidence, that he knew that if he could do this, he could do anything.
Oh, that is wonderful. And that's, could you see yourself setting up something like that online now that we are into this, what's happening in the world today? I think it would be something wonderful because these kids are going through so much. It would be nice.
I was just thinking about this today. I was thinking that, what I think would be a good thing to do is to put together an online, online competition for kids in certain age groups to submit and have, a sponsor provide them with a prize so that it would give them something monetary to go for. And to have them submit in their songs, and then we would issue, press releases and get them on different radio shows so they could talk about their song to boost them up. Because I think one of the things that we see a lot is a lot of economic stimulus going into different small businesses, and I'm all for that. But the one thing that you don't see the money going into is the arts. And that's so vitally important.
It is.
For
how can people get a hold of you, Sharon?
What?
How can they get a hold of you?
Well,
what about your website?
Well, there's two different websites, but I'm going to give you my main website. You can just always leave me a message there. It's Sharon@SharonKDoyle.com. And that's my website, and that's my email. And that way it kind of talks about a little bit some of the things I do. It's easier for me to just give you one website versus the Love Records. But if people want to check out Love Records, it's www.theloverecords.com.
What advice would you give someone that wants to write their own music and songs to encourage them to keep going?
Well, what I would do is, depending upon their experience and their background, is I would suggest that they get together with people that are in the music industry, songwriters, music composers, so that they can actually help guide you. Individuals like Daniel Hendricks is very good. Also, the gentleman that was part of Wish, Michael Ray, has been very good. Michael Ray has worked with everyone like Michael Bolton, Luther Vandross, Gloria Gaynor, but he's also works with up-and-coming artists as well. So those would be the individuals that I would recommend people getting, and they can reach me if they're interested in getting a hold of them. They can send me a message on my email, which is, again, Sharon@SharonKDoyle.com, and I can get a message to them.
Okay, well, we're down to 53 seconds. See how fast the show goes. It was wonderful. Great knowledge, great information. Thank you so much for being a guest today. I loved it.
Thank you very much.
I learned a lot more about you today.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.